The sermon you are about to hear is incomplete, of low audio quality, and not offered on cassette. Every attempt has been made to locate a higher quality recording. However, this is the most complete message we can offer. We hope that the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.
Woods, just a few moments ago here somewhere, I believe when I come in over there or somewhere, Mr. and Mrs. Woods, one of the sales of books and pictures. As far as I know, that's the only people in here besides my own campaign manager and them that I know in the building. But do you know Jesus Christ knows every one of you? He knows all that you've ever done in your life. And He could make known to me, if He so desired, something that would help you. And I pray that He will. I've been preaching a few nights, and it's the anointing of the angel of the Lord. It's kind of strange. You're helpless without Him. But He is here now. And I believe that His mercies be upon all of you is my prayer. Now, is this the patient? Now, to you who are in the prayer line that's coming, in order to help you, I'm your brother. I can't heal you. God has already did that. When Jesus died at Calvary, He healed you. And to you people along there in the wheelchairs, have faith in God. A few nights ago, there sat a colored lady sitting there, bound with multiple cirrhosis. And a vision struck over in a corner, asked her to rise to her feet. She rose up, went out walking. He can do the same for you. Have faith. Believe. Don't just believe. Believe that God is going to do it for you. If He tells me, I'll tell you. Just start praying anywhere. How many in here does not have a prayer card and wants to be prayed for? Let's see your hands. Anywhere in the building, you don't have a prayer card. Thank you. Just get a general idea. Now, you just look this way and believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ will do the rest. May the Lord bless you. Now, sir, and to the prayer line here, if you really don't believe this with all your heart, don't stand in this prayer line. For be it assured unto you that if you come up here disbelieving or leave disbelieving, the Bible said, go ye and sin no more or disbelieve no more or a worse thing come upon you. So have faith. You're strangers. Is everyone in this prayer line a stranger? Tell me if you are. Raise up your hand. Everyone can hear in the prayer line, all strangers. I want the audience to be just as reverent and keep seated, if you will. Now, sir, being the first person up here tonight, I want to talk to you, just as Jesus of Nazareth talked to the woman at the well. You just raised your hand that we were strangers to each other. We've never met in life. But God knows both of us, doesn't He? Now, the reason I'm talking to you for a moment is for a purpose. And that's to catch the anointing of the Spirit of God on you. And maybe, just like our Master talked to the woman at the well. And that's what my conversation is. When He comes to us, then you just be reverent and quiet. See what He says. And I, being a stranger to you and don't know you, then if God will let me know your trouble or whatever, what is something about you that's a secret or whatever it is, something that you know what I do not know, then will you believe Him for whatever you come for? Of course, I don't know what you're here for. You may be here for financial troubles. You may be here for domestic trouble. You may be sick. God knows. But the thing you is, you're a believer, your spirit is welcome. And I know that you are a believer. And you're aware that something's going on now. Now, that's what you see on that picture. Now, it says the audience might know, sir. Just the last few seconds, something has been moving on you. If that's right, raise up your hand. See? It's just settling down. Between you and I, it becomes like a fog. I'm looking through it. And I keep seeing somebody else. Because it's somebody you're here for. and it's a man, and the man is a relative of yours, and he has a lung trouble, and he is not in this city. He's from a city where there's a mountain. It's San Bernardino. He's a relative of yours insomuch that he is a brother-in-law to you. And I see it's something strange, a smoke or fight. It's a battle. You are a soldier or have been a soldier. And you've been hurt. And it hit in your... Something hurt your left arm at the wrist. That is right. Your request is granted by God. You can return and make him in the name of Jesus Christ. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe for the glory of God. Now, everyone be reverent, please. Just be real reverent. Lady, I would like to talk to you just a moment. We are strangers to each other, are we? But there's one day that you and I are going to meet in His presence, and we're going to give an account for our lives. You believe that? We're going to have to. Yes, you're awfully nervous, extremely nervous. Of course, seeing you wear glasses, I'm not going to speak of that. But you got your trouble is you've been to a doctor, and it's something that's in the side and in your back, and you're up for an operation. But the greatest need you have tonight is Jesus Christ for your Savior, because you're not a Christian. You're a sinner. It's black all around you. I am happy that you come tonight because you'd probably die during your operation. Do you accept Jesus now as your personal Savior? You promise from this time on that you'll never go back and sin no more, that you'll serve Him and go and live for Him the rest of your life. You accept Him now as your Savior. Your sins are forgiven. God be merciful to you. You go and the peace of God be upon you. Jesus Christ. Now stop that criticizing that. I never forgive the woman's sins. I said she was forgiven. She accepted Christ. Just have faith. Believe with all your heart. The Lord Jesus Christ will bless you. Every person in here ought to believe right now for whatever thing you have need of. You ought to be a believer right now. The lovely Lord Jesus, the Son of God, standing with His arms stretched out over this building to bless and to give peace. I know many of you thought these Pentecostal people were wrong. They've been wrong in many things, but they're right in a lot of things. You fail to see that sacrifice before them. You fail to see the phenomenal of God working among them. They're going to deeper depths and higher heights. God will take her up someday. Have faith. How do you do? We are strangers to each other. You're packing a book in your hand. It contains eternal life to every believer. And you are a believer, has accepted Christ and have eternal life, born again of the Spirit. Now, your trouble is, you're really extremely nervous, have been recently, and you're having a bowel trouble in the bowels. And you just come from, it's a clinic, a TB clinic. You've gotten real weak. You just had a fall. You sprained both ankles. But Christ has healed you. Your faith has saved you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, go and be whole for the glory of God. Amen. God bless you. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. Believe in these things to be of God? Depends on what you think about it. If you believe it to be the Lord Jesus, what exactly what he said he would do, the same things that I do, he said, you say he did it? Sure. He looked out into his audience, perceiving their thoughts, told them different things. Is that right? The Scripture. It reads that way in the Blessed Bible. That's what we know, that our Lord has raised from the dead. And he's visited his people to call the Gentiles out just before he calls the Jews and rejects the Gentile church. Amen. That were inspiration. Flee to Christ as quick as you can. Don't be double-minded. Throw your whole life to him and believe him with all your heart. How do you do? Suppose, sister, I called you sister because you are my sister. You're Christian, filled with the Holy Spirit. Then you're here. How would I know that? You're just a woman walked up here. But the Holy Spirit lets me know that your spirit feels welcome to me, that you're here. You're in serious trouble too, sister. The doctor told you you must have an operation right away. That was in the female glands where the examination was. That's right. You're with someone else, aren't you? You come here in a delegation, and you come from away from here. You don't belong in this country. You're from a country where it's all green and a lot of woods and evergreen, a lot of myrtle trees, and you live in a city that sets on side of a hill like this, and the main road comes up through this way, and as you go out going towards the west, you go up a hill, and there's a park on the right-hand side. It's Ashland, Oregon. You're going back to be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless my sister. Go rejoicing, my sister. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Come, lady. How do you do? You believe me to be his servant? The reason I say that, he said, if you get the people to believe you. We are strangers to each other, are we, lady? We do not know each other. But your examination proved that you had a heart trouble and you got a gland trouble. One works against the other. Isn't that right? You believe him now for your healing? You do. If I talked to you a little while, you believe he could reveal other things just the same as that? Would you talk to me just a moment? You're fixing to take a trip. You're going to leave the city tonight or tomorrow on. You're going to another city, and that city sets on the seacoast, and it's got hills behind it. The Golden Gate Bridge crosses this way to San Francisco. That is right. You're a minister's wife. Your husband is an evangelist. And he's sick. He just had to leave the field from a nervous kind of condition, breaking down. Reverend, you can go back home, both of you, well now. Stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ heals you both. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Stand close. The man praying for his wife, both of them together. Only believe, friend. Have faith in the God of heaven. He can do all things. If I'd say to that lady, you're a cripple sitting in a chair, that little girl there, your cripple sitting in a chair. Sure, you see that. That is no mystery. But look at this young man sitting here, just a child. What's wrong with him? There's the next thing. That's it. What's wrong with the child? He looks healthy. No mystery there. There's a lady sitting before me, a colored lady with dark glasses on. I'd say, something's wrong with your eyes. Sure. That's right. How do you do, young man? You believe the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God? You believe that I am His servant? You believe that? That's a great big thing for you to answer, isn't it, son? It's a hard thing because you're a Catholic. You're suffering with asthma, aren't you, son? Now, do you believe me? Now you do. That made a believer out of you, didn't it? You come here with a neighbor lady, didn't you? That's her sitting right over there with that yellow dress on, isn't it? Mother, you've got a daughter that's suffering with a nervous breakdown. That's right, isn't it? Stand up. You're going to find her well. Sonny, return home. Jesus Christ heals you of the asthma. I bless the boy in Jesus Christ's name, maybe. Don't cry, Mother. Jesus bless you. What you thinking about, lady, sitting right there but crying behind the lady? You believe with all your heart? It's weeping so. It's something struck you, didn't it? The lady was an elderly lady sitting right behind the lady with the... You believe me to be God's prophet, His servant? You do? Well, I'm going to tell you then. Your faith healed you from that liver trouble you had. That's your neighbor sitting next to you there. She all chummed together. She's got a garter. Put your hand over on her. Let's ask God to make her well. Lord, I pray that in Jesus' name that You'll heal the woman and make her well for Your glory. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Have faith in God. You understand English? The Spanish woman sitting there with a hernia? Yes. You were praying, wasn't you? You got a hernia, you want to be healed of it, don't you? Yes, ma'am. Your lady friend sitting next to you has high blood pressure too, doesn't she? I stand up on your feet, both of you. Put your arms over on each other. Lord Jesus, make them well, and may Thy Spirit come upon them now. You are the one who does these things. Their faith has touched your garment. May you heal them through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Your faith bless you. God be with you. Make you well. Now, there he is standing by the lady, the colored lady, sitting right back here beside that white lady with the little jacket on. You got arthritis, haven't you, lady? The elderly lady sitting there. That's right. You just turning around. You're the one's got the arthritis. Yes, sir. You got arthritis, haven't you? Raise your hand if that isn't so. You did have it. You don't have it now. Your faith has healed you. God bless you. The elderly lady sat there by that post. You got heart trouble, haven't you, lady? You believe God healed you? Raise up your hand and say, I accept Him as my healer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Be sure to heal everybody in here if you believe it. Only thing you have to do is have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. You believe? I see you trying to get into an automobile. You have a hard trouble. I see you trying to sit down in a chair. It's hard for you to move. Those things are true because you got arthritis. The Spirit of God that's here to discern and tell you what and where, you believe that's Him? You believe He's on me now? Jesus said, these signs shall follow them. Believe if they lay their hands on the sick, they'll get well. You believe that? Father, this commission, Thou hast commissioned us to do this, and I ask it to be so for our sister in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Have faith in God. God can heal that kidney trouble for you and make you well. You believe it with all your heart? Coming from every person out there with kidney trouble, stand on your feet just now. I can't even see. It's coming everywhere. Just look at there where I'm telling you. See what I mean? I couldn't even. The Holy Spirit just swept over the whole group of you just then. Almighty God, the devil is exposed. Come out of there, Satan. In Jesus' name, leave the people. You're everyone healed. God bless you. The whole pressure leaves from you. You believe God can heal you of heart trouble and make you well? Every person with heart trouble, stand on your feet just now. Every person with heart trouble, to your feet right quick.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
See there? You can't even discern it. It's so many, it's just pulling everywhere. Everybody's got faith. The Holy Spirit's moved and settled over the building now, just moving all over the building. So much faith, you can't tell where it's coming from. Satan, you see you're exposed. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of these people. Leave them, everyone. God bless you, sister. Go and be made well. Just a minute. Just a minute. All right. Lady, you speak English? Look at me just a minute. You're ready for an operation. You got a growth. It's a tumor. You believe Jesus can heal you? Every person's got tumors, stand to your feet right now. No need waiting any longer. This is the end of the meeting, brother. God's going to heal every one of you. Praise Almighty God, in whom raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, showed forth His presence, and now you're here tonight showing forth your presence. You are not dead, you're alive forevermore. Satan, called tumor, come out of these people in the name of Jesus Christ. I adjure thee to leave them. Have faith. That's the way. Be reverent, have faith. You believe? This the lady? Excuse me, lady, everything's becoming milky to me. You believe me to be God's prophet? Well, if God will let me know what is wrong with you, will you accept your healing? You realize you're standing in the presence of somebody besides a man, aren't you? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe it?
Yep.
All right, you had stomach trouble. It's caused from a peptic condition, a nervous condition come on you. Causes an ulcer, a peptic ulcer in the stomach. And every person in here with stomach trouble, stand on your feet right now for your healing.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send Thy blessings upon this people now who stands waiting for Thy eternal blessings. Satan, you are condemned by the blood of Jesus Christ at the cross. Come out of here. In the name of Jesus Christ, I adjure thee to go. Leave the people. Go home, eat your supper, you're well. And every person in here that wants to be healed, I don't care where you're at, what's wrong with you, stand to your feet right now. If you'll believe me to be God's prophet or His servant, accept what I'm telling you. Jesus Christ is here saying it's the truth. Believe it right now. Accept Him as your healer.